Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM Tivoli Talk, Prospecting Play, SA Family Hot Sales Plays, and Sales Priorities Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. And now at this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Clayton Chang. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello, and thank you very much, everyone. If you please take the moment here and get the slide deck that's available to you on that link on the website. I don't have many build slides or animation slides in here. In fact, it's very light in terms of animation slides. So you don't need to be in that mode, but there's just maybe one or two slides that might be of some interest to you that will, in fact, build. And I'll just wait a moment. Did everybody get to that mode? You can drop yourself into build mode if you have a moment, or animation mode, whatever. I believe that's what it's called these days. Open up Tivoli's Business Service Management Prospecting, bringing IT forward to what matters most. And with that, I'm just going to get started. Well, welcome, everyone, and good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you might be. Today's presentation, of course, is on Tivoli BSM, Tivoli Business Service Management. And really, the goal of this particular call is to make sure people understand what we're doing and provide you with enough to help you get started in the prospecting space of business service management. What questions to ask, help you identify some customers, provide you with some look and feel of the way the product looks, and to give you a general idea of how to move forward. Now, we'll probably might have some additional calls on this, maybe some more advanced calls, which take you a little bit into a more of a deeper dive into the product. But on this particular call, we really want to provide you with a good approach to what it is, the customers to talk to, and perhaps some questions to ask. So with that, I'll just get started. Just drop into page 2. Business users focus on availability of services. In this particular slide, I want to introduce the concept of what a KPI is. That's really one of the keys to business service management, key performance indicators. And that will, in fact, differ from customer to customer. And what I've done here is provided you with some examples on what a key performance indicator is or what it might be for a particular customer, otherwise known as KPIs. You know, are orders being processed? What is the user transaction rate? How many service desk tickets are currently open? What is my shipping backlog? Now, these are just 4 quick examples of key performance indicators. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you will be talking to many different customers, some in the banking industry, some in the financial industry, some in retail, some in perhaps even the government, in the government space. And they're all going to have their own notion of what is important to them and what are the areas that they need to specifically track. Just a quick example, I know there are some companies that I spoke to, and one important area for them is tracking their cash flows. Their KPI for their particular company is tracking simply the cash flow in and out of their company. So KPIs will differ according to specific areas and specific markets and specific industries. So it's important to talk to your customers and find out exactly what industry they're in, and perhaps have they already identified KPIs that are important to them. The next slide, page 3. This is a quick build slide, so you can sort of quickly punch your way through the build on this if you wish. But this helps you identify in terms of what a business service is. Kind of gives you a simple cartoon example of the contents of what a business service might be. Now, a business service can be fairly simple or it can be very complex. The point is, though, it's composed of several different components within a customer's enterprise. It might first traverse through CICS, then it might enter into an Oracle database, then it might need to hit MQ Series, then it might need to hit WebSphere. It might need to traverse different server types of platforms, and quite honestly, these composite applications might enter in through some sort of a web server, which might be running on an Apache system. Then it might drop into an application server, which could be running on an AIX server. Then it could be transitioning to a mainframe, where it could be picking up some data, and then maybe out again. So it's important to understand that a business service is not just dropping into a single server and picking up a single application and then finishing. That may happen, but it's extremely rare, and these days it's extremely doubtful. Business services now, in fact, traverse many different applications, traverse many different platforms. Even the simplest ones that you might think of have to traverse different environments. And that's the point of this particular slide. And they're all, in fact, different for every company. They're all, in fact, traverse different types of platforms. And this is just a simple example of what, you know, what might a business service actually have to do. Now, on page 4 is and page 5 is the actual TBSM, Tivoli Business Service Manager. This is actually an example of 4.2, the new version that will be targeting our GA for September the 26th of 2008. And we're very close to this particular GA. And the reason why this slide is in here is to kind of give you a kind of a look and feel as to what the product will, in fact, look like. And we're actually showing this to a lot of customers today. We have over 30 customers in our beta program today that are actually pounding away on this release, finding conditions, situations, and having us fix them. That's certainly okay because that's the purpose of a beta. But the purpose here is to actually see now what is it a customer might actually want to build. And the point of this is to say, well, we have service views, we have tree views, we have urgent services views, we have different types of views that can be built within the product. And the point here is to see, you know, where the service is, what do services look like when they appear within TBSM or Tivoli Business Service Manager. So you can see in the middle of the screen, you see equities, exchange trading, online banking, stock trader. Well, those are actually services. Those are business services that have been identified by the company and the architect of this particular screen so that you'll be able to see the health and state of this particular service. Again, these are just quick examples. On page 5 is a mock-up of the new version of 4.2 where we actually be able to show maps. We're showing specific services on the left-hand side, online banking perhaps, online ordering, excuse me, phone orders, mobile integration and so forth, the locations of specific types of businesses that this company is running. Obviously, we're showing here an example of a travel agency. So again, we're just showing some examples of what can be built with the new version of TBSM 4.2 and the way the services, the business services might look as it might appear to a specific customer. Go to page 6, please. So why is a business service why is BSM or business service management important, right? Well, the fact is it helps you identify all affected business services, or it helps you identify what are the impacts to a business service. So I've got a business service out there, and let's say I'm a bank, as this example will show. You've got loans, you've got online accounts, investments and branches. These specific services are somehow linked together, right? Because if you apply for a certain loan in a bank, well, it needs to check your account, right? Do you have enough money in your account? You know, what is the current status of your investments? What branch is your account actually located in? So these services actually have to traverse other services that exist within the bank systems. And we have to identify, if you're going to process any one of these correctly, you have to make sure all these systems are up and running. And if you have an impact to any one of these services, I've got to know about it. Because if it's not working correctly, then as a customer, I might decide to go to another bank. Or I might decide to go to another online store. Again, customers, their loyalty stops where the service ends. And you need to make sure that all these banks or financial institutions or retail systems have to make sure their services are up and running, providing services that their customers want and they need. So it promotes proactive management. You want to make sure your services are up and running, identify services that might be in trouble, identify services that might not be operating at peak efficiency. It also helps IT understand the business. It provides them with a lot of awareness. IT hopefully is not running in an ivory tower where they are, you know, only dealing with technology. But but also, in fact, concerned with how is their business actually operating. And everybody now has to be concerned with revenue, has to be concerned with transactions, of course, and the general state of their own business. So manage limited. You're here to manage a lot of limited IT resources, and, of course, you need to prioritize those. You want to notify those that are important and, of course, handle the proper planning. So let's take a look. Page 7. Why prospecting for TBSMZ and event plan opportunities is the best use of your time right now? Well, right now the market is huge, for one. For you as sellers, you want to be finding and closing the event pump deals, which is good for you because what is this event pump? Well, the event pump Z is what we have as the major starting point for any discussion around IBM strategy for BSM on System Z. The event pump Z, which I'll have a few more slides on, is what brings in those events, or let me put it another way, what is happening on your System Z environment. It brings them into your BSM environment. It also integrates, next bullet, with TBSM, with other Tivoli PA products, and is a key advantage in selecting IBM PA over our competition. So that's what the event pump allows you to do. It allows you to integrate in not only with TBSM, but other Tivoli products as well. And it is the key to our end-to-end strategy. Now, we don't want to overplay our end-to-end strategy because naturally you have to understand. I want everybody to understand who to talk to. That's very important within a company. If you're talking to a mainframe guy who's only concerned with Kix Plex, then perhaps his mainframe, his end-to-end strategy is a little different than maybe our end-to-end strategy. His concern is maybe just the Kix Plex. So make sure that when you're talking to a customer, we know what his concerns are and you know exactly what their jobs are. For a customer, it's selling the latest version of TBSMZ with the event pump will benefit them in the following ways. It'll provide them with a view into how the events on their SystemZ environment affects their business. That's important. First bullet up there, right? How the events on the Z affects their business. Provide their end-to-end distributed and mainframe visualization across their enterprise and will help them create a single point of control for all their IT ops management. Now, important note at the very bottom, and I'm not sure if the word is out yet, but let's make sure we're clear. TBSM is a whole new architecture. I know some of you have been around in Tivoli for quite some time, and maybe you know the older legacy TBSM. But it's important to recognize right now that this is based on the MicroView's architecture that came in about 3 years ago. It's an entirely new architecture. It is Tivoli Business Service Management rather than Tivoli Business Systems Management. This is service management. And what we like, just as a side, we simply will say MicroView's inside. So today's agenda, let's talk about the event pump. What are some of the challenges your customers face? TBSM with the event pump solution, what it is and what it does. We'll talk about a little bit of prospecting, how to drive your TBSMZ deals. But more importantly, let's see how to position this first with the Tivoli event pump for ZOS. And we'll talk about some call to action. Today's objective, very important, to make calls, introduce Tivoli, to get appointments and build our pipeline. Let's talk about the customer's challenge. Customers right now in the world have many different systems in their environment. They have mainframes, obviously. They have distributed systems. They have networking environments. They're typically scattered throughout their environment. Different interfaces, different user interfaces attached to them. What a lot of people, in fact, are looking for is that single pane of glass, or what some people simply call single point of control for their IT ops, IT operations. That single pane of glass can be built, and we're here to help them solve that particular problem. Next bullet is they want to integrate with the mainframe events into business service views. Right? BSM right now is a solution which takes in the entire enterprise. It takes its desires to take in your networking world, your distributed world, and your mainframe world. So the mainframe is something we need to integrate into business service management as well, because we know that services traverse not only the distributed world, but they also traverse into the mainframe world, into the Z world. We want to be able to integrate those together so we can see the complete picture. We'd like to have, and then of course then they need the full end-to-end distributed and mainframe visualization of your business services. Why they need this? Well, many of your applications today, as I said just a few slides ago, are very complex. They are multi-touch in what areas of the of the enterprise that they work through in a customer's business service environment. It's also when having done all these very complex services and applications, in many cases, it's very difficult to find the error that is causing problems in a customer's environment. So it's the inability to link complex application IT environments together and performance. So you want to be able to link all those together to find what that major contributor is to an operational failure and hopefully reduce your cost. And operations management skills and tools alone do not ensure a line of business are maintained. Just a quick financial impact of the downtime or cost by industry segment. Now, I know this is a dated slide, but you can see that it's probably not going to get any less than cost. Energy, telecommunications, manufacturing, financial. Cost per hour of downtime is very, very expensive. Cost of a business service being down is very, very expensive. Not only expensive, it's expensive because not only cannot your existing customers process anything, but in today's market, they'll just go somewhere else. They'll leave your website. They'll leave your business site, and they'll just buy whatever they want to buy from someone else. In many cases, customers will do that. So we have to make sure that we keep our availability up. We have to make sure we keep our services up and running so we can maintain our services as well. We maintain our good service. So what is the event pump on slide 11? On slide 11, the event pump is sitting right there in the middle. It currently supports, at the version we're coming out with in September, CICS base, DB2 IMS, SA390, and native ZOS. We support these items, and we communicate with, and this is not an architectural diagram, this is really a diagram to illustrate a point about what the event pump for ZOS communicates with. It communicates directly with, on the left, Tivoli Business Service Manager, version 4.2. It provides Z information for your business services. It also communicates with this thing on the right called NetCall Omnibus, which is event management, or what we're calling consolidated operations management, or COM, consolidated operations management, which is one of the keys to business service management. We want to make sure that we're capturing not only the events coming in from all my distributed platforms and all its applications, but also from my Z platform as well. So we're now bringing in Z-type feeds or Z events from Kix, or DB2, or IMS, or native ZOS, or ZOS, and we're bringing it directly into NetCall Omnibus so it can process those feeds right alongside all the distributed events that are also coming in that same point. So we're going to call this, quite simply, single pane of glass, or central point of control, so that we can go into many companies that have many different diverse systems and diverse servers running on different applications. We can say, hey, we can show you everything through a single pane of glass now, central point of control. So on the technology end of it, what is it we're showing? We'd like to call that simply state and status. State and status of your ZOS environment. So we're collecting out-of-box collection for ZOS subsystems, state and status, quite simple. Then we're consolidating that into NetCall Omnibus, the object server. On the business end of it, certainly would like to provide you with that single pane of glass, end-to-end enterprise view, enabling your ZOS information integrated into a single business service view. Page 12, how to prospect and drive TBSMZ and event pump for ZOS deals. Well, why your customers will buy? Well, because they want, the first and foremost, if they've got a business service running or business services running, typically, and they're going to have many of them, they're going to want to see what is impacting those business services. That's it. Simple. Very first thing on there. If I've got business services there, I'm going to want to see if there are any impacts to my business services. What is affecting its performance? What is affecting its service levels? Next thing, well, I might want to consolidate my IT and IT operational events into a single view. That's the single point of glass concept. I want to be able to bring my mainframe events into any new or existing TBSM business service views. Or I need true end-to-end business service views. What kind of customers I think will buy? Well, certainly any customer with TBSM distributed and also have Z, right? If you have Omnibus customers and NetView Z customers, that combination will ensure that these Omnibus customers we have out there are also running a Z environment, so they have NetView for Z. That's pretty clear. Customers with applications that span mainframes into and across distributed platforms. And, of course, the last one, which I mentioned before, anybody who really wants that single pane of glass solution. Some of the real highlights here. So what's in it for you? Well, BSM can solve this problem today. Right now we have roughly 300 TBSM customers in the world today. That's a blend of distributed as well as Z. TBSM Z can provide all the enrichment for using NetCool Omnibus, NetView Z, and Omegamon customers. And just as a note, we have roughly 1,400 Omnibus customers that do not have TBSM at this time. We have roughly 900 NetView Z customers that do not have TBSM at this time. And by my count, I've got about 2,500 Omegamon customers that do not have TBSM at this time. So if you're not talking TBSM at this time with your customer, I think you're leaving some money on the table. I think it's a great opportunity to start talking with them about TBSM. I think the market is quite ripe for it. So getting started, I'm on page 14. Who do I call? Right? Who do I call for the Event Pump Z? Saying this earlier on the earlier screen, the Event Pump Z is the starting point. That's really the starting point for this quarter. I think the emphasis from Casey Plunkett that I've been talking to a lot lately is let's get in there, let's start talking about the event pump, let's talk about those people that deal with NetView Z, ITM, ITCAM, OmegaMon. Let's talk about the eventing from System Z to these people. Right? Who do I call for TBSM? Well, roughly the business people there. Right? You're talking to the business elements. Who's concerned about a specific business service? All industries have a need for this technology. All industries. I've yet to find an industry that says, no, I have no use to concern myself with business services. Everybody will have a need for this. So watch operators do their jobs, right? How long is their MTTF? That's mean time between failure. Or mean time to fix is what people call it, right? Do they lack needed information? Ask if the IT people can list the company's critical business services. A lot of times some can. The most mature companies, they can. But you'd be surprised. Many might not be able to do that. And if that is their business, they might be interested in knowing that. Doing more with less is really what we're all about these days in this economy. We know we're faced with a lot of everybody's faced with budgetary breakdowns, freezes, reductions, and so forth. And yet everybody's trying to add new services, new applications, adding new deployments to their environment. I'm talking to a number of customers that are constantly saying, yes, we always have to add more, but we have a lot less people, and we're dealing with doing more with less. We think we have a solution here. We need to be a part of every consolidated operation cell. That's COM, C-O-M. That's the event pump, bringing everything into a single event management environment. We should be part of every Tivoli monitoring or Megabond sale. Once a customer has TVSM, they're much less likely to switch. It is quite an ingrained technology. Once it is working, it's very hard to swap it out. And IBM certainly has one of the, I think we have the only solution that really brings everything to the table. We bring in everything certainly on the distributed side, and now we're bringing everything we possibly can in from the mainframe side, the Z side of the house. Very, very strong offering. Something I don't believe any other of our competitors are capable of bragging about. I'm taking a moment here to brag about it to you. Page 15, as we close this out, how to prospect and drive TBSM to deals. Target your customers by industry, like following traditional big Z customers. Banking, financial, obviously very big. Wall Street world, very big. The insurance world, brokerage houses, retailing, manufacturing. Follow them by industry. They're all going to have their different needs. More importantly, understand that each one of these are going to have their own unique KPIs, their own unique key performance indicators, which can be measured and monitored using TBSM. But these KPIs then can be collected or these via the event pump. In other words, as conditions occur within their environments, events will be triggered. We can pick those events up using the event pump for ZOS and bring them right into our Omnibus environment for processing and then up into our TBSM environment. Target customer audience by job role. Again, know who you're talking to. You're probably needing, your vocabulary will change, right, depending on whether you're talking to an IT operations management executive or if you're talking to a line of business manager. Make sure you're talking, understand and target your customer very, very carefully. And make sure you're talking the right topic to the right customer and as it pertains to their specific role in the company. So call to action. I'm on page 16. Practice some of the scripts. Tailor them to your own style. Get really comfortable talking about the event pump for ZOS. Get comfortable talking about event management, or, of course, that large topic called COMS, Consolidated Operations Management. Get comfortable talking about single pane of glass or central point of control. Get comfortable talking about BSM, Business Service Management. Understand that the business service is what's important here, and that's what IT people really need to understand. That brings them closer to the business. We are a leader. Business Service Manager is a leader, industry leader. We have an industry leading products. So there's no reason that we cannot sell with a lot of confidence. So the mission here, make your calls. Introduce the Tivoli Event Pump. Introduce Tivoli Business Service Manager. Get appointments. All right. Ran through that. It wasn't my intention to slide deaf anybody here, but to just introduce the Event Pump to you, get everybody started. The last slide, which is slide 17, just sort of introduces some of the people that are involved with many of the components that I just spoke about today. Of course, you know Casey Plunkett in the very top on slide 17. He's the one that arranged this particular Tivoli talk for you. One of the lions who I believe is on the call right now is your worldwide PA sales enablement person, very, very key in Event Pump. She also helped develop this presentation, as well as provide a lot of insight and content to it. Of course, I'm in there. I'm the product manager for TVSM and the Event Pump for ZOS. So we have a lot of people on this list, just to give you some key context as you work through your prospecting. Finally, slide 18. Melinda, I think I can open it up now to some Q&A. So I can pause for a moment and see if anybody has any questions.
Great. Thank you, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, the question and answer session will be held electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing star 1 that at this time. Once again, if you do have a question at this time, that is star 1, and we'll pause for just one moment. We do have a question from Ernie Gilman.
Hi, I have a question. I understand there was some discussions about ability to sell the 390 pump as part of just Omnibus without DBSM. Can you comment on that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that is possible. The Event Pump is a separate product, and it has its own PID. And therefore, yes, it can be sold with Omnibus. In fact, that is one of the major intentions and of this discussion, is to make sure, and thank you for the clarification, Ernie. The Event Pump can be sold directly with Omnibus, which is event management, and that's the concept of consolidated operations management. In fact, that is one of the keys to getting you started down this road here of TBSM. So, yes, and as an emphasis, sell the Event Pump, and it can be sold with Omnibus, which is the event management product. That will help bring in what's called consolidated operations management into a company. That's the first step. Second step is then, once they have this consolidated operations management notion in their head and they have that fully and they have that running, they understand that, then some of the next steps could be, in fact, TBSM. But, yes, absolutely, it can be sold separately from TBSM.
Could you comment on which sales team would sell that?
That would be your. That would be Casey Plunkett's team.
Okay, so that performance automation would sell the pump, even though it's part of Omnibus.
That is true. That's Casey Plunkett's organization. They would be selling the Event Pump.
Okay.
For ZOS.
So the business automation people would not be selling. They'd have to call us in for that.
I don't believe the business automation people will be selling the Event Pump. I believe that's Casey's organization only.
All right, thank you.
I can get some greater clarification, but I know Casey was traveling today and could not be on this particular call. But that is a directive that I've been working with Casey now for quite some time, and that is his organization that can sell this.
And we'll take our next question from Wei Wei Wang.
Hello. My name is Wei Wei Wang. I come from China. Now, one of the China biggest banking customer, ICBC, is using TBSM, a beta program. And so far, based on our experience with the beta program testing, we found that actually the TBSM 4.2 has also integrated many other components, such as the web top. Also, for the reporting feature, it is based on the TCR infrastructure. And TBSM is also built on the Omnibus. So my question is, for all those components that is not natural TBSM before, are they all full license?
Let me make sure I fully understand your question, Wei Wei. And by the way, I know who you are, and I appreciate you being on at your late hour in China. I think it's 10 p.m. in China.
Okay. You're welcome. My question is, I want to know whether the webtop is full license in TBSM for TBSM implementation usage, and also whether the Omnibus that is incorporated in the TBSM package is also full license.
Ah, okay. Yes, let me answer that question. Thank you for that. Let me repeat the question, and I believe I have the answer for you. TBSM right now is included with an Omnibus and a webtop limited use license. And this means when you purchase TBSM, for any customer that purchases TBSM today, they're going to get a copy of Omnibus and they're going to get a copy of WebTop, which is the user interface for Omnibus. That's all WebTop is. And it has a limited use license. That means it is not a fully licensed legally fully licensed copy of WebTop and Omnibus. It can only be used with TBSM. So in other words, if a customer wants to send their usage of Omnibus into the area of event management with the purchase of with other probes and gateways and such, then they would have to buy a full license of Omnibus. So the license that comes with TBSM is called a limited use, and they can only use it with TBSM. They cannot use it beyond the bounds of BSM. Does that make sense?
Okay. Then how about WebTop?
WebTop is the same. Has the same limited use on it as Omnibus.
In my understanding, the WebTop is a kind of web-based omnibus because it provides a web-based customization panel that we can do event management, and it has a natural integration with Omnibus. So our customer is considering doing rich customization based on WebTop to design some charting and loading it into TBSM. But I worried whether that WebTop is a full functional WebTop for them to do this.
The answer is, in terms of the legal license, the answer is no. They would need to buy a fully licensed WebTop. The answer is they cannot use the version of WebTop and Omnibus that's included with TBSM. They cannot. They would need to license it fully.
And then I have a further question. Why the TBSM is also have the WebTop shipped?
Yes.
So what is the purpose of this? And since the WebTop has too many limitations as the normal WebTop.
The reason why we ship it would provide the customer with a limited use license so they can work, so they can handle any basic configuration that might be needed with Omnibus. It is a fully functioned product, but it has a limited use legal license attached to it. If the customer wants to use WebTop and Omnibus in the manner you've just described, they'll need to fully license for it. If you like, we could talk offline on this, Weiwei.
Okay.
More, but yes, I'm afraid that's the situation right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll hear next from Tony Liu.
Yes, I'd like to follow on to Ernie Gilman's question concerning the event pump and selling that with as a separate product, and I could see that with a Megamon type of customers who believe in the TEP as an operational single pane of glass. One of the differentiators that I'm thinking of, though, is the discovery aspect of TBSM from a business perspective. And I noticed on slide 22, pattern discovery for TBSM seems to help in that particular regard. Can you comment on the auto discovery capabilities? What would be the necessary pieces to do that? And as a differentiator to a Megamon customer on why they would be interested in TBSM?
Okay, sure. You jumped into the backup slides, which is fine. There is something called TADM on slide 22, which is the Tivoli Application Dependency Discovery Manager. What that does is handles the discovery of the environment. And that is one of the key, it's an important key to TBSM as well. It's more advanced state of business service management. But I believe your question was, you know, how does it differentiate between a Megamon and TADM and TBSM? Well, let me answer the question as I understand it, and if I get it wrong, please go ahead and straighten me out on it. Megamon customers are customers that are dealing in the mainframe monitoring world. They want to monitor performance and availability of their environments. Megamon is a performance monitor, and that is what it does. It does it extremely well. TADM is a discovery component. It's what discovers it can discover your applications and servers, and it can even discover discover if you use the proper DLA and incorporate, you know, what monitors you have that are monitoring those services. So it can actually just discover your Omegamons as well that are out there in your enterprise and map them for you and place them into a book or a mapping structure that can be fed into TBSM. So TBSM can, in fact, see and understand the structure of your enterprise environment. So Omegamon, I hope I'm answering your question correctly, Omegamon is for performance monitoring, TATM is for your discovery component, and TBSM is what brings all of it together into your business service views. Did I answer your question, or did I not hit it right?
Well, I think you have. What I'm trying to differentiate in my mind is something we could take to an executive and clearly articulate in a short period of time. Why would they be interested if they're an Omegamon customer for TBSM? It sounds like one of the differentiators then is the discovery capabilities with TATM. Am I understanding that correctly, or is there a strong elevator pitch that we can say for just a TBSM type of value proposition without the use of TATM for Omegamon customers?
Okay, for the moment here, let's leave, well, I'm not trying to leave TATM out of the discussion, but you said, if you've got an Omegamon customer, what is the value proposition for BSM or TBSM? I think that's one of the first things you said.
Correct.
That's huge. It's absolutely huge. Omegamon will provide you with the technology, the metrics, the resource metrics that are in other words, the inner workings of your ZOS environment or the inner workings of your Kix environment. But it will not provide you with how your business services are functioning. It will not do that. Omegamon sits on a single platform and monitors a single Kix or monitors a single ZOS environment, and that's all it does. It does it extremely well, but that's all it does. It does not bring anything to a single pane of glass. It does not provide you information about your business services. So I mentioned earlier in the presentation, business services span or can easily span Kix to DB2 in and around your ZOS environment. Well, Omegamon can't bring all that together and isolate impacts that might be causing your business services problems or impacts to your business services. Business Service Management or TBSM will consolidate that and visualize your business services into a single point, so you can see the end-to-end business service components. Individual components that make up your business service and consolidate that to a single line within your TBSM dashboard, and then it gives you the capability of drilling down if necessary. And it's absolutely night and day when it comes to Omegamon versus what TBSM can do. They both do it very well. They both have their needs and requirements. They both are needed to work with one another, but it's completely different in terms of what they're doing.
Clayton, this is Marcus. Can I add a little bit about to that?
Marcus, please do. Yep.
Yeah. So think of, at a simple level, Omegamon is the equivalent to monitoring for the host resources. Now, certainly there are some differences, but it's for the operator. It uses a console similar and actually plugs into TEP, so you can consolidate all the metrics that Clayton talked about and view some pretty low-level details about how those different resources are performing. But it's at that resource level. And so Clayton's absolutely right that TBSM is what then takes that information and puts it in the context. So when you get an alert, you're no longer just looking at an alert on a particular mainframe resource, but how that alert is impacting the services that Clayton provided some examples of at the beginning. You asked about TATM and how that fits in, and that's really more for discovering the relationships on the distributed side. So for an Omegamon customer, TATM will not in and of itself necessarily add tremendous additional value unless they are interested in bridging that distributed view and the relationships. The DLA, the ZOS DLA that Clayton referred to, will provide those relationships on the mainframe environment in TBSM. Does that help at all?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Good question.
Our next question comes from Michael Witta.
Hey, Clayton. Good morning. Two-part question, and I may have missed it. But one of the question I have with the pump is the non-IBM events. How are those pulled into TBSM? Because I don't quite understand that part of the equation. Because you had talked about all the IBM the kicks and all the other events. And the second part of the equation, the question is, what about the pricing for TBSM? It's been I know there was talk about getting in more of it in alignment with the distributed TBSM. Wanted to know if that's still a possibility or where that's at.
Let me answer the first question first. You said, what about the so you asked two questions.
Mm-hmm.
The question was, what about the third-party feeds? And I think you asked me how do they brought in or what is
correct.
The
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, we actually do support a third-party feed right now with the event pump, although I didn't list it on the slide. It's actually CA's Ops MVS that we actually support today.
Okay.
That's a third-party feed. So the answer is we can support third-party feeds in a variety of different ways. This is a starting the number of feeds, and I'll say quote-unquote feeds. So if you look at the slide where I show the feeds, you see CASIS and you see IMS. Those are all feeds.
Uh-huh.
The number of feeds will actually grow basically on a quarterly schedule with the event pump. In other words, based on what I'm getting from, I'm hearing today, I'm currently prioritizing feeds that and feedback that I'm getting back from our customers, our beta customers, and our current customers that are using the event pump. And they're saying, well, can you add this feed? Can you add that feed to the event pump? The answer is yes. We just have to put them on a timeline and roadmap them out to support any additional feeds that we might need to add to the event pump list. So through time, you're going to see that list grow.
Okay.
And just to add quickly to that, Clayton, in the next week, we will have some material, and I'll make that available through Glenda, that will be pretty explicit about what we provide out of the box and where it requires services to fill in those gaps and what roadmap view we have.
So if there was if there was a one-off that was not part of the roadmap, it could get put in there with some services.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not, killing a deal because we can't fit it in the roadmap. That's all.
Absolutely right. Don't kill a deal. If you've got a feed that comes in and it's a must-have, it's a deal-breaker, absolutely. We can do these things with services.
Okay, cool. And the other question?
Was pricing, yes. As a matter of fact, yes, I'm working on the pricing. I'm working very closely have been working very closely with Casey on the TBSM ZOS pricing. I can't reveal, it's not official or announced at this point, but I am working on it. We understand the pricing model will have to change or will be worked in a way that's more in line with the distributed pricing. Casey's aware of it. I'm aware of it. My financial people are aware of it, and we're trying to get it worked out so that we can provide you with something that is more in line. Unfortunately, right now, there's nothing I can say beyond that, because I don't have anything official to announce. But
do you have some kind of target date that you're marching towards to get something to the field for pricing?
Probably I don't actually have a target date right now. I can actually implement a pricing action outside of a GA target, so I can do it pretty much any time I get it fully settled. The GA for the event pump and the new TBSM version 4.2 is currently September the 26th with an announced date of September 23rd, so you're going to see it up online on the 23rd, and it will be a GA on the 26th. That will not have the pricing action at that point, but I'm saying I can actually implement a pricing action outside those cycles if I need, and that's what I'm working towards, although I can't give you an exact date.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Clayton, just one more quick thing on the point about what resources we can collect and what requires services. I'll put a plug in for the SWAT team. They are skilled and ready to help. So bring those opportunities if you need them to close the deal.
That's a great plug. I know Bill Davis is on the phone right now listening in. I'm sure he appreciates the plug, and I agree with it completely, 100%. Great team. They can visit you on a moment's notice to help out with any one of these product lines I just mentioned, and certainly anything on the event pump. Great. That's a great plug. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that, as a reminder, that is star one if you do have a question today. We have a question from Sue Crum.
Hey, Clayton, how are you?
Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, on those services to bring in non-IBM events, is that something where as they go to new releases, we have to invoke the services team again, or is, you know what I'm getting at? It, you want to get to a point where it's not so services dependent that it makes it, you know, financially unattractive, I guess I'll say.
Oh, let me see if I can say it another way, Sue. In other words, if you bring in service right now for a third party feed, and you get that all working and running, and then suddenly a new version comes out of the third party feed, and does that mean that you have to reinvoke services again to get that working? Is that the question?
Well, that and even just with new releases of our solutions, you know. Does this object pump make it a bit less services dependent?
The answer is yes. It is. Well, a bit less is relative, Sue, as you probably understand. But we're going to work very closely with the service organization or the SWAT team. I know our development organization wants to work and create a process so that when we do build a feed for a third-party product, that feed is constructed correctly, and that's in line it's in line for our support organization, our level one, level two, level three support organization, so they can support it. And as long as it's brought in line with the correct methods and of constructing the feed, then you know, additional services will probably be minimal. I'm going to go on a limb here and say they're going to probably be minimal, but I'd probably have to take a look at that on a case-by-case basis depending on the complexity. But
yeah.
For the most part, it's not – all we're really doing is taking in feeds from third party, and typically those feeds are quite standard. In other words, a certain product from a third-party company is going to present, let's say, 100 feeds, and all we have to do is parse that out and build the rules for these feeds as they come into the event pump. So it's not as though it's rocket science here. In fact, it's not rocket science. It's just getting to understand what feeds these third-party products are coming forward with and how they're created and how to parse them.
So maybe we could develop some type of a best practices document that, you know, kind of like Red Bookish or whatever, that gives the process for creating feeds regardless of what vendor, you know, I'm just trying to think of ways to kind of push back on objections to, oh, God, this is going to take a lot of support, you know?
Right, exactly. So every time somebody changes a version, they say, oh, my God, it's going to cost me a ton in services. So,
but if they have some type of best practices document, here's the process you know, find. Here is the type of information you look for from any vendor in general, maybe including IBM. I don't know what the answer is, but if we give them more things like best practices, you know, sometimes that helps.
Sure. I think I can work with my colleagues on the phone right now and some of our development organization that are actually built the event pump. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the other question I have actually is, so let's say there's a TBSM implementation that you're working on, and let's say they want to pull Z events in. So the customer can't just buy TBSM distributed. They've got to be entitled to TBSM distributed and TBSM ZOS if they're pulling in both, let's just say, as an example, NetCool and OmegaMon or mainframe, any mainframe information. It doesn't even have to be a MegaMon.
That's right. They need, as we stand today, they need to be entitled for both. That's correct.
All right. So it's just an entitlement issue. And per Michael's question, you guys are just working on making the price a little bit more in line with the distributed pricing or whatever
yep.
the case might be. Okay.
That's
Do you
right.
know when you might be I know that, you know, pricing is a big thing to to change at IBM. Do you know approximately when that might be available for us? Or, I mean, I guess what we could just do is do a special bid and get in line with what you're doing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, right now there isn't a date that I can provide you with, to be quite honest. I wish I could, but I just don't have one as to when I'll be able to lock down a new pricing model for everybody.
Is there a skeleton pricing model that you have that you're going to propose that we could just all copy and use for special bids or something?
I have to run that by Casey first.
Okay.
Yeah, so something like that. But I think special bid right now is the answer. I mean, we'll work with you if you do a pricing but a special bid. That's absolutely not an issue here. So.
And your goal is to kind of make that pricing in line with or within a certain percentage range of the TBSM distributed pricing?
That was what, yeah, that's one of the goals. That's correct.
Okay, so then, okay, all right, thanks.
That is absolutely correct, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Sorry I have to be so ambiguous about the pricing. I just don't have anything firm. There's nothing really, I'm not really permitted to go beyond what I've said so far. So, sorry about the ambiguity.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, that is star one if you have a question today. We do have a follow-up question from Ernie Gilman.
A couple questions. One is, one of the target audiences is going to be Nephew for ZOS. I'm assuming that's because that's going to be a prerequisite.
The answer to that question, it is a target. It is a target for two reasons. One is because that ensures the customer is certainly a Z customer, number one. But, yes, one of the prerequisites associated with the feeds is that with the event pump is that it needs NetView for Z if you bring in an IMS or DB2 types of feeds, only IMS or DB2 feeds into Omnibus. The rest of the feeds.
Okay, so for ZOS and CICS, you wouldn't need it.
No, absolutely right. You do not need it. There's no prereq there.
Okay. Obviously, since it's an MLC product, we have trouble with any special pricing.
True. There might be some issue there. But there's only a requirement for Kix and for IMS and DB2. Kix has no such dependency. ZOS has no dependency.
The second question, I'm looking at the schedule of Tivoli Telecoms, and I don't see a technical session on the new feed.
It has not.
I mean, is there going to be one planned and coming up soon?
We haven't scheduled it yet. We still need to put that on the schedule. Probably get, if it's a more technical Tivoli talk, I'll probably bring in some of our developer people to help produce that talk, but it's not yet been scheduled.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll hear next from Jost Mann.
Yeah. Hi, Clayton. This is Jost from Germany. Just a question regarding the license or regarding a license upgrade or license migration. We have a customer who has licensed an older version of TBSM for ZOS already, but the product is not installed yet. They have done a successful TBSM project on distributed, and they want to reactivate now their TBSM activity, what's fine for us. But if they would like to start with TBSM for ZOS 4.2 and they have an older version, like a version 3, is there a migration path? Do they get TBSM ZOS for free, so the event pump and the DLAs, or is there any upgrade charge or anything new, what they didn't have in version 3 so far?
Okay. Answer that question. If they are a TBSM version 3.1 customer today,
yep,
and they are current on maintenance.
Okay.
All right. They need to be current on maintenance. Then they are entitled to TBSM version 4.x. In this case, right now we haven't released 4.2 yet, but they'll be entitled right now to TBSM 4.1. Contained within it. So it's an entitlement if they are fully current on maintenance payments.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Thanks.
Sure.
It appears we have no further questions at this time.
Okay, I think that takes the hour. I think we're over the hour. Thank you very much.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation and have a great rest.